So Eagles and Vikings getting ready to go out of here in Harrisburg, Oregon. This will be our final game of the night. As the Vikings looking to get a victory coming off a big win at Toledo. A little bit different game tonight as we lost to Harrisburg twice last year, so maybe a little revenge in the boys' system tonight. As the boys are starting off going from our left to our right, and this will be Falcons at the center to jump ball.
Falcons is a little bit shorter than this than Dellinger, but I got a feeling Michael's going to get this.
Yeah, Mike has got hops.
Michael can jump.
He's got a couple dunks this year so far.
I saw him dunking yesterday after school.
Falcons, flush one.
And he did.
Ball is up and won by the Vikings.
No contest.
Good job, Michael.
Blankenship now with basketball. Zone defense from the Eagles. Falcons tries to drive right. Nothing there. Kicks back over to Blankenship. Now top of them. Eat the Ebbom.
Oh,
back cross-court pass picked off way too easy by Chase Herrera. Up in for the lane and good. And a dumb foul by Eblom, and that's too easy. Sets him to the free throw line to shoot one.
And that's exactly what we talked about just playing sound, smart
yep.
ball.
Smart foul.
It wasn't Chaz's fault that the ball got turned over, but he exacerbates the problem by fouling somebody from behind on a clear, pretty much a wide open.
The ball was already in when he fouled him. At the line is Herrera to shoot one.
Chaz looks surprised, but shouldn't be.
And then the free throw's good. So quickly, here in the first quarter, 7:37 on the clock, Vikings are down three after a quick three-point play from Harrisburg. After the turnover from Blankenship. Falcons now. There's another turnover. Again, off the pass. This time it's picked off by Jordan Baker. He'll slow it down and get it out to the hands of Krabs, and they'll set up the offense.
Not a good start.
Nope. Handoff pass over to Herrera. He drives middle lane. Little circle offense. Little floater down the middle of the lane. Shots up by Baker. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound Falcons. It's one on two. He'll take it down all the way to the hole and to the hole. Nobody stops ball. He's so strong and quick. Gets through three defenders, and it's 2-3. Vikings are on the board.
Michael is ready for contact if it happens. He's so strong and great base. Just great shot.
Back over to the Eagles. Man-to-man defense from the Vikes. Baker down. Down the middle of the court. Cut off by Blankenship. Into the hands of Crab, guarded by Eblom. Takes the middle of the lane, little footaway jumper, nice little shot. Gets him in, fades away from about 7 feet out and gets it to go.
Looks like a little Chris Paul, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Nice move by him, 5-2. Vikings down by three. Ball down low into Eblom. Blankenship on the baseline, tries to drive baseline, and there's going to be a blocking foul down low before the shot, so that'll be Viking ball out of bounds. As Allen will take the ball out of bounds for the Vikings.
Fouls on Baird. It's first team foul.
Thanks, Chris Johnson.
My job, Ryan.
It is your job. Be good.
Am I getting paid for this?
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Oh, sweet.
I'll buy you some Arby's.
Arby's.
We got to talk about Arby's.
Arby's stuff.
Blankenship now with the basketball, setting up the offense over to Falcons. Gets it open, pulls up for the three, doesn't get it to go. Big rebound by Eblom, and we'll have to jump ball. So a good offensive rebound by Eblom, and the ball will go over to the Eagles. As Crab lost his footing, might get a little push off is what he wanted. He get a call. Falcons misses the three.
There's not too many people that Chaz can both pull the ball from, but Bellinger is a big boy.
Kid.
Jeez. Looks like a college junior.
Here come the Eagles now the other way. Crab with the ball. Tries to go left. Nothing there. Good defense by the Vikes. Good help side. Again. Gets it up.
Traveled
it. Yep. No call. Ball was passed over to Baird, and he shuffled his feet before the shot, Chris. That'll be a turnover, Eagles.
I'm giving you primers, man.
You're doing a great job.
I forgot you're the play-by-play guy.
People know
I like to talk. I don't know if you knew that or not about me.
I'm used to you.
We don't spend a lot of time together, so.
And that's my choice. Viking basketball down by three here early in the first quarter. Eblom now looks, takes it, left-hand side, up for the lane, doesn't get it to go. Loose ball picked up by Bellinger, and the Vikings are one and done. As a nice little move by Eblom, it just didn't get it to fall. Now Eblom up on Crab. Falcons over on Herrera.
I think we're starting to settle in a little bit here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good basketball game tonight. I already feel it.
Hopefully a four-quarter contest.
Evenly matched basketball team so far, it looks like. Forcing him left. He's going to pull up with Crab. He doesn't get it to go. Good rebound by Clampy. Full court pass up to Blankenship. He's going to go in the lane, misses the left-hand lane. Ebloom with the rebound, doesn't get it to go either. And Crab down there with the rebound. Those are two great
opportunities. I mean, those are almost uncontested shots.
Yep.
Micah had a little tougher one because of his size, but I thought Chaz just, that was just the putback.
Unfortunate there for the Vikes. It'll be Eagle basketball. Then look to Bellinger in the middle of the lane. He's going to drive down against Clampy. Gets him down low, up for the lane. Nice job by Clampy to stay right in front of him. And misses a shot. Here we go the other way. Vikings get the ball in the hands of Felkins. He's on the right-hand side, caught in the corner. Gets it down low to Clampy. He's going to do a little drop step up for the lane. A little too hard off the glass. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound Eagles.
Again, we have to just calm. Yep, I mean, Ryan was wide open. Just panicked
three little bunnies we've missed already.
Someone like Ryan, who's been in so many pressure situations on the golf course, said, come on, man, just take a dribble and put it up.
Pass now over to the right-hand side to Baker. He'll drive the lane. Gets stopped by Blankenship. Little runner this time by Baird. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound. Gets his own rebound and kicked it back out. And Crab will set up the offense. 5-2, Vikings down by 3, 4 minutes on the clock. Crab, little spin and fade away on the out from the free throw line. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound Bellinger with the putback, and it also goes out. Vikings, a good job defensively, keeping it close. 5-2, 3:45 on the clock.
I'd like to see us get a good possession.
Yep, pass down Lou and a Clampy, makes the move. Up and under, they're going to call him with a travel. It says he dragged his pivot foot. I don't think it was a good call.
He was a pivot.
Yep. I think that was a good move.
I think that was a great move.
That's a problem. And a great entry pass that time by Felkins as well.
That wasn't a good call.
Nonetheless, turnover Vikings, 5-2.
These officials don't see old school footwork very often. So when they do, they call it travel, but it's not.
Crab gets the ball over the half court line, gets the ball in the hands of Herrera. He'll drive the lane, kicks it back out to Baker. Over to Baird. Kind of letting him shoot, it looks like. Nobody is guarding him.
Yep.
Ball over to Baker. Back to Crab. He's going to get the high pick. Doesn't use it. Takes the right-hand side up to the lane and good. And foul by Clampy. It looks like another three-point play opportunity as Crabby puts it off the glass up and in.
Yeah, he was looking for a shot the entire way. Little hesitation dribble, a little crossover and right to the basket.
At the free throw line, there's going to be Taren Crab. 7-2, Eagles with the lead. They were 3:13 on the clock, and he misses the free throw. Rebound, Justin Allen.
Jeff is getting up for that one, too. He's got some hops.
He does got some hops. Felkins guarded by Crab. Gets it over the half-court line. As De Leon has checked in the game for Blankenship, and he'll take it right back down, kick it out to Allen for a three-pointer. In and out. Halfway down, no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Crab, and he'll slow it down. The 2:50 on the clock now. Vikings down by 5.
I think having Gabe in will make a big difference. Just give him one more.
Baker drives the lane. Kicks it out to Crab. Three-pointer. Short. Doesn't get it. Offensive rebound by Baker. And they'll set the offense back up, will the Eagles. It's 2:30 on the clock with a 5-point lead. Crab back out to Baird. And there's just nobody guarding him.
I don't think he's going to guard him.
Back door to Crab. He tries to drive baseline left and does. Kicks it out for a three-pointer to Baker. Doesn't get it to go. But foul on the three-pointer by Ebloom. And that will send him to the line to shoot three. And that's his second foul.
Jazz.
So at the free throw line is Jordan Baker, 5'7", junior. First of three is good.
Yeah. Dylan's going to go his bench, I'm sure, to get Chaz out of there.
Yep. Smart move.
Yeah, you have to.
Second free throw. Good.
That hurts.
Owen Burt's going to check in along with Blankenship, replacing Emblem and Clampy. And final. Third free throw, 2 for 2 so far is Baker. And complete, no he does not. And loose ball, Bellinger knocks around. Gabe De Leon finally gets into his hands. And he'll pull it up as he's got 1-on-4. Good job, smart basketball there. Gets the hands of Felkins, they'll set up the offense at 2 minutes on the clock. Vikings down 9-2.
Vikings just look confused.
Blankenship three-pointer, left-hand side, just short, wide-open shot, doesn't get to go. Bellinger with the rebound, and it's 1-and-done for the Vikes. And they will walk it up the court again.
Start their offense. 9-2 once again. Here comes the Eagles. That's Herrera on the left-hand side. He's guarded by Felkins. Tries to drive him down low. Can't get it there. Into the hands of Baird. And pass over to Bellinger. And almost throws the ball away. Back in the hands of Baker. Herrera now guarded really closely by Felkins. You got to be careful not to get that.
I know I'm about to chest him up a little bit.
And little runner from Herrera doesn't get to go right at the shot clock. Justin Allen fighting for the rebound. Good job by Allen. Corralling that ball. Gets in the hands of Felkins. Got to go down and get a bucket this time as they're down 9-2 with 1:12 on the clock. Now Felkins, right-hand side. Trying to go 1-on-1 against Crabb. Does. Gets double-teamed in the middle of the lane. Over to DeLeon. He'll drive into traffic as well.
Whoa.
And that's going to be
a little aggressive there by Mr. Bellinger.
Might be a jump ball, but they're going to call a foul on Bellinger.
He just flung Gabe to the ground.
Well, he had the ball, but might have called a reach-in. So it'll be Viking basketball, 58.8 on the clock.
No question that Bellinger causes problems defensively.
Yeah, he sure does. Blankenship. Pass in, three-pointer, long, no good. Settling for threes tonight, again, are the Vikings, and they're not hitting. It's been hurting them, 9-2, 49 seconds on the clock. Need an easy lay-in to get them going a little bit. As Crabb comes down the other way, up top, he's going to use the screen this time, pass in the corner to Baker, and he'll drive middle lane. That's travel, when they did call it. Finally. So good defense by the Vikings that caused the travel there as they double-teamed him.
So wait to see this ball movement Coach Perry was talking about. We haven't seen any of it yet.
Ball movement at all. It's catch and shoot for the Vikes tonight.
Or
everybody wants to score. Passing the corner, Justin Allen. Now back out to Felkins at the three-point line. Cross-court pass to Blankenship. DeLeon drives the lane, double-teamed. Back to Blankenship. Another three. Again, no good. Rebound.
That's not what we want.
Nope. A lot of threes tonight, and nobody hitting. They're settling. 13 seconds on the clock. Scored 2 points in the first quarter here so far. Have the Vikings.
And Micah could shoot a three, but that's a deep three. And it's the difficult part is we're so used to going to the basket. You get there and Bellinger standing there, and he's there.
Could be some trouble tonight.
Big body to
play together. Crabb now with the ball. 6 seconds on the clock. Drives baseline. Kicks out for the three-pointer to Jordan Baker. No good. Air ball. Rebound on Burt, and that's going to be it. As Vikings. Offense does not look good after scoring 70-some points the other night. To score 2 in the first quarter. After 1, it's 9-2. We'll be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Good vibe in the gym tonight as a Harrisburg cheerleaders leading the student section over there in a cheer during the break. Chris, that first quarter, we settled offensively for three-pointers, and it didn't pan out for us this time as haven't got hot yet. It's 9-2.
Nope.
Start the second.
Not only that, but we're throwing ball cross-court passes. Three balls picked off. I mean, balls in passing lane. They're spreading their zone out a little bit, and we're helping them out.
We have done that. It'll be Viking ball to start the second quarter. As we see, Coach Dylan Perry was drawing up a play there during the break to try to get something. Falcons now with the ball. And he will start the offense, see what we're going to try to run here. Now in the hands of DeLeon, him and Blankenship in together. Pass back out to Blankenship. Big cross-court pass. Felkins up top, guarded by Crabb. Double team down low. Triple team now is Felkins. Not going to let him score. He forces it up, and they bail him out, but hey, we'll take it. As he goes to the hole, it's going to send him to the free throw line to shoot 2. That one hurts defensively.
Fouls on Crabb.
Unless you do a good job defensively and then bail him out. But we will take it. As Felkins go to the free throw line to shoot 2 here in the second quarter. Vikings only got 2 points so far. And it's going to stay that way as for now as he misses the free throw. DeLeon, Blankenship, Felkins, Owen Burt, and Justin Allen in for the Vikes. And the second free throw now also short. Bellinger with the rebound. Vikings having a tough time getting the ball in the hole. 7:30 on the clock. Second quarter. Crabb with the basketball. Walks it up the court. Not in a big hurry. And then we have a hand check by Blankenship up top.
That's a no call right there.
Yeah, that's not a good call.
I mean, it's a foul, no question. And Micah shouldn't do it, but that's a no call. Of course, I guess we haven't done ourselves any favors really either. So why should the officials?
Checked in the game is Titus Kane for Harrisburg as well. During that timeout, or the quarter.
crab back in the hands of, back in his hands. Out to Baker. Bellinger sets the screen for him. They give it back in the hands of Crab. Guarded by DeLeon. Guard tightly, might I say. Nice little dish to Titus Kane. Doesn't get the shot to go, and we're going to have a pushing foul on Bellinger. That's going to be his second foul.
And that's Owen Burt blocking out. And you have Belger trying to go over the back to the ball, and we get a foul.
Owen Burt does a great job.
That was a great job by Owen. That's
smart
basketball.
He's a smart basketball player. Earlier this season, I remember Dylan Perry telling me, you know, he might be the smartest, you know, basketball player to have on the court, or just knowing the basketball.
The Burts are pretty smart.
all the ones I know. Well, you know, Zach, you know. Viking basketball down 9-2 with 6:57 on the clock. DeLeon drives the lane, doesn't get it to go, and no offensive rebound. It'll be Viking. Be
bench,
one and done.
You got a bench warning on Harrisburg. I'll tell you what. Now that we've got two fouls on Bellinger, I would attack the basket, pump fake, get him in the air. I think he could draw a foul. I think he's the most disciplined player of all time, but he's definitely a big body and an intimidating force.
Yeah. So 9-2 still, 6:50 on the clock. It'll be Eagle basketball. Vikings are playing fairly good defense and not very good offense so far. Crab now with the basketball, back out to Baker. Two man game so far as Bellinger sets the screen. Crab drives the lane. Little runner doesn't get it to go. Rebound by DeLeon. He's going to push it up the court. He got one-on-one, basically. And now gets back and kicks it back out, and the Vikings will set up their offense. Not to travel up top. Shuffle the feet before he put the ball on the floor on Falcons. Turnover Vikings as it's still 9-2, 6:21 on the clock.
We're not comfortable going into the key with Bellinger standing there. He's just
And to get one more foul, it would be big.
So a little high pick and roll here now for the Eagles, and they run it to perfection if he hits the shot, and they do. As Titus Kane steps up on Crab to set a pick, gets the ball at the free throw line, shoots it, and scores. Makes it 11-2. Now 6 on the clock. Vikings down 11. Blom, I want to make sure I get his name right. Back in the game. Gets the ball on the baseline. Kicks it back out to DeLeon. He goes left, guarded by Crab. Gets caught in the air, but does get out to Falcon. Three-pointers, no good. And rebound Baker for the Eagles. And again, one and done for the Vikings.
Pretty quick shot.
Settling for the three-pointers, and it's 11-2. Turnover. Oh, almost turnover by the Eagles. As Baker gets it in his hands, he'll pull it back out now. In the hands of Herrera, back to Baker. Now back over to Kane. Free throw line extended. Jump shot, bounce off the back rim, up and good. So a little bench play from Harrisburg, and Ben's has outscored our starters. It's 13-2. Vikings now down 11. Second quarter. Edblom back over to Falcons, up top of the key to DeLeon. A lot of standing around the three-point line, and ball's loose. Going to have a jump ball as he tried to go around somebody and got double-teamed, and ball got loose. And Baker got on the ball, and that will go over to Harrisburg. So Vikings really looking rough offensively tonight.
Yeah, they look, I don't want to say scared, but.
Well, they're not scared.
They're not
a lot of one-on-one.
Not attacking the basket.
The defense tonight's a little bit different than they've been facing, that's for sure. As Kane takes another 16-footer, this one time it doesn't go. Rebound Edblom. He's coming up the court quickly on the left-hand side. Now he'll kick it back out to DeLeon. Going one-on-one. Now one-on-three. And ball's knocked away, stays with the Vikings. So we're definitely trying to take the ball to the hole, but sometimes it's just not there. They're doing a good job. Black
Perry is just
we're going to have a timeout.
Jones is a pretty mild-mannered man.
Yeah, we're going to take it as well. 13-2, we'll be back here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back. It was just a quick 30-second timeout by Coach Perry.
He's hot.
Yep.
Yeah. He's yelling, move the ball, move the ball, move the ball. And they're not. They're just dribble.
Yep. And it's a zone. So dribble penetration is great against the zone, but you've got to make that pass back out, the right pass. And so far, been unable to do that. And give the Eagles some credit defensively as they're getting their hands in those passing lanes.
And we're lucky it's only 13-2. I mean, it's not going to take long to get back into this.
Edblom to Falcons, still out at the 3-point line. Out to DeLeon. He's about 25 feet away from the basket, as is Edblom. Now he's going to drive left. Gets up for the lay-in and count it. Going to count the little runner by Edblom. That's what they wanted, to isolate him a little bit. He gets the runner, and now he's going to go to the free throw line. Try to get it to go. 13-4. Vikings win the first basket here in the second quarter. Edblom with the free throw. Good. So nice to have him back in the game. He's got two fouls, but we've got to have him in there tonight. 4:16 on the clock.
You've got to be careful. We'll have a really tough time without him on the floor.
Here comes Crabb now the other way. He's going to hand off to Herrera. He tries to use the screen from Bellinger. Doesn't get it. Back over to Baker. Kane off the bench.
He likes to shoot.
He's got the shot at the free throw line. Again, doesn't get this one to go. Clampy back in the game. Gets a rebound. Cross-court pass over to Edblom. See if he drives again. Looking for the three-pointer. Doesn't get it. Now over to Falcons. Top the key to DeLeon. Little two-man game now. Edblom looking to go one-on-one against Baker. Over to Falcons. Justin Allen in the corner.
We're starting to move the ball around. It's
making
the ball.
Making a difference. And making a difference. Falcons now drives the lane. They're going to be a foul up top. Foul's going to be on Crabb. His second foul. So big foul there. And just as Zachary said, a better job of taking their time
to
move the basketball.
It's like a different basketball team. There you see.
Creating space.
Yeah, and Eagles are shuffling around and we're moving the ball. We're skipping it. There's open shots. We're one pass away.
Looks better.
Yeah, good timeout.
Still in this game, only down by eight.
Good timeout by Coach Perry.
Yep, we need to come to the basketball, and we do. DeLeon with the ball now. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 3:20 on the game clock here in the second quarter. DeLeon is going to drive now. Kick it out to Edblom. Fakes a three, drives baseline, has to kick it back out. He's got the triple team. And DeLeon, little crossover, gets the lane to go.
And you saw Belger back off and to not foul, which is great.
13-7. With 3 minutes on the clock, Vikings got themselves back in the basketball game now here in the second quarter. They finally got off the bus, as we say. So Harrisburg with the basketball in the Crabb's hand. Ball goes over to Baker.
Chaz
to travel.
Chaz had the hand check there.
Shuffle on the feet.
He's going to call a foul on Chaz.
Yep, little shuffle of the feet. So good job, Vikings. That timeout seemed to pay it off and gotten their heads a little bit as they're starting to move the ball around offensively and getting those open looks.
Team basketball is a team game, you know.
100%.
Unless you have Dame Dalla.
All right. Falcons now over the half court line. Still in the zone are the Eagles. DeLeon, he'll drive it. Kick it out to Edblom. Three-pointer. Good.
Now we're going inside, outside, just like you mentioned. Man, it's amazing when you're on the offense.
13-10 now. We're going to have a timeout. We're going to reset the shot clock. Didn't go. You're right. Great dribble penetration by DeLeon. Everybody collapsed. He kicked out with a great pass on the outlet, on the kickout pass, too. Get the guy in the hands ready to shoot the basketball.
And Chaz was ready, squared up, and just popped it.
See, we get a good groove now. It was only down by three. Good job by the Vikings to keep their composure and fight back. And now we're going to have an offensive foul on Bellinger.
That's three on Bellinger.
That's his third foul away from the ball.
He's going to have to come off the floor now.
Yep. You have to. That's a moving screen on him.
He's not happy either, man.
But the coaches, it's a foul. That's an easy call.
We know that basketball, all sports are a momentum game, but this is a big momentum game, and that was a pretty big shift right there.
As Vikings now are calling out play three. Let's see if we can decide what this is. Falcons with the ball.
Now they've got 5'10", 5'10", Baird in the low post rather than 6'7", Bellinger.
DeLeon tries to dribble down the middle. Triple team over to, that's travel.
Oh, Chaz.
Yeah. Edblom tried to get there, shuffled his feet like a couple of the guys have done tonight. And that's a turnover Vikings
because he had a clear lane to the basket, Lindsay.
Yep.
The ball on the ground.
So it will be Harrisburg basketball. And they are up by three with just under 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Crabb comes the other way. A little dribble up top. And DeLeon going at it pretty hard tonight. Man-to-man defense from the Vikes.
I'm sure they're going to try. They're going to want a milk clock, too.
Ball back over to Crabb. Drives the lane, and it's going to be a hand check on DeLeon. And those two could battle out pretty good tonight. They're both physically about the same, both very quick and strong up top. So,
I get Chaz out. Great move. That's a great move there by Dylan Perry to take Chaz out of the game. There's a minute 42 left. We're going to get the ball back on offense. We cannot afford to have him get a
good
lead in
the whole
foul.
Second half tonight. And another offensive foul. Moving screen.
This time on, is that on Crabb?
It is.
It is. That's
and
his
that's
third
three on
foul.
Him too. That, those are two. They're two big players
foul.
With three fouls.
Two gigantic fouls.
So, tables have turned here a little bit now. It's 10-13. Vikings got themselves back in the basketball game with a good timeout call by Perry. And here come the Vikes offensively with 1:32 on the clock. Falcons against Crabb, going to go on right at him. Nice cross-court pass into Blankenship. He's going to get caught down low, kicks it out to Justin Allen, three-pointer. Good! Yeah, baby! Gets it from the corner.
Great recognition from Mike on that, too. He drove the defender, saw Justin on the baseline, wide open look.
13-13 now with 1:13 on the clock.
Hoo-ha.
Mike's got a tie. Crabb does his thing in the middle of the lane, forces one up, doesn't get it to go. Rebound Clampy. The Vikings looking to run this
little
time.
Tighter, isn't he? A little tighter that time.
All right, now Falcons with the ball over to Blankenship. In the corner, Justin Allen.
Ball fake, Justin.
Back to Blankenship, up to De Leon. Looking down low.
He traveled.
He's done it a few times tonight.
Michael's looking to make a move, but he just gets to put the ball on the floor first.
Yep, easy call when you're sitting out in front of everybody. We all saw it. Another turnover Vikings. Tied up ball game with 49 seconds on the clock. Let's see what Harrisburg has here.
We need to get a stop here and get a bucket going. We'll go up by 2 points.
Very low scoring game tonight. Both teams struggling. Herrera now with the ball over to Crabb.
He's pushing off.
De Leon.
Big old push off by
Baker,
Crabb.
Little runner, doesn't get it to go. Blankenship with a good rebound.
Come on, Micah.
Got one on two. Good time to pull it back out here and set up the offense with 24 seconds on the clock. No shot clock now. De Leon drives left hand side off the backboard, doesn't get it to go. Rebound by Kane. And now they got 16 and they're going to go for one
shot.
That
was way too quick of a shot. Way too quick of a shot. We'd love to have the last possession.
Here comes a high screen and roll between Kane and Crabb. Crabb now right-hand side. One on two off the backboard. Doesn't get it to go. And that's going to be it for the half. As a good, well, not a good half of basketball, but an even half of basketball. As it's 13-13 here in Harrisburg, Oregon. We'll be back with the Les Schwab Halftime Report after these messages on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome to the Les Schwab Halftime Report here in Harrisburg, Oregon. Slow offensive game as it's 13-13 at halftime. Vikings were down early, 9-2. Weren't moving the ball around offensively wise. They were just one-on-one, trying to get their own, shooting threes, nothing happening.
After passing the ball cross-court into passing zones and, three turnovers in the first couple possessions.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Perry calls a timeout, gets on them a little bit, come out, move the basketball. Tied up basketball game here at halftime.
I mean, we talked about the top of the show. I asked Dylan this morning. He said, moving the basketball, and you could hear him yelling. And as an athletic director, you hear a lot about, oh, coach does this and coach does that. And you're watching him, and he gets fired up. He tells him, comes out, move the ball. And it was 13-2 at that point. Now it's 13-13. So I got to give, great job by Coach Perry, like you mentioned.
Vikings defensively have done a great job. Crabb is their guy. They've held him to minimal points so far tonight. He was a little bit hot early, but then really calmed down. And, he's the guy they're going to try to go to most of the time. And their offense, it's kind of a circle offense. Meaning by that, they're dribbling out of the three-point line, handing it off to the next guy who's looking to get down the middle of the court, drive down the middle of the court and get a little lane if they can, and then kicking it outside, kind of like what we do offensively. Both teams kind of struggling tonight with a 13-13 score at the half.
I think actually Crabb, he looked so smooth the first part, the first part of that game. And then we started to come back and he had a couple of shots. Just looked like he had a little bit more, angst inside and just wasn't as smooth. So we'll see that. Definitely when that big of a run happens, you're in the middle of it. It's tough to just always stay calm and play as smooth as you do when things are going well.
Crabb and Bellinger both with three fouls as well.
Huge.
Let's take a quick break and come back with some more stats for you here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Harrisburg High School. I'm Ryan J. Stahl along with Chris Johnson. An ugly first half of basketball here in the boys game tonight as it's 13-13 at the half. A defensive battle, kind of, maybe more a bad offensive battle starting early, to be honest with you. But however you look at it, it is tied up at halftime, Chris. And, neither team's got a lot of scores, but.
You want to hear it?
I'll hear it.
Okay. For the Harrisburg Eagles, Crabb and Kane both have four. Herrera's got three and Baker has two. And for the Vikings, Chaz Edblom is leading all scores of five, followed by Justin Allen with that three-pointer from the corner. And Falcons and Gabe DeLeon both have a bucket apiece.
Yeah, not a great shooting night as the Vikings have, missed quite a few three-pointers to start off. And then they got hot there and a better job moving the ball around, and that's just what they needed, a little spark. Changes to make it halftime. I don't know what really Vikings need to change. They just need to keep doing what they're doing. Take the ball hard to the hole. Get a good kick out when you can. You got to hit open jump shots, that's for sure. Defensively, I wouldn't change a thing. I mean, we're doing the right things.
We need to stop reaching, stop handshake. We have two of our fouls are handshake fouls. That's not necessary. I think offensively, we talked about it during the break. We need to take the ball right at Bellinger and draw a fourth foul.
Yeah.
And I would want to see right off the bat how he's going to react to any kind of penetration. If he's going to hold back, then we have three guys, four guys that can take it right at him, and we could have a big night.
Yeah.
They're going to have a really difficult time stopping us without him on the floor. He's just such a big presence down there.
And Yohan Crabb also with three fouls, so something to watch here as we get into the second half of this basketball game.
But you know, my favorite part about this is, like, all your friends, people are texting me now. I'm getting, like people are criticizing. Derek Wells criticizing things about footwork. Come on, Derek.
Yeah. At least they're not criticizing us. That's too easy to do.
No, he's criticizing me. No, I'm kidding. It's fun.
You know, Vikings defensively don't change too much. You know, Blankenship missed a couple threes, but did a good job, you know, distributing the ball and to get back in there. And DeLeon coming off the bench, you know, a little bit of a spark as well. And having Blankenship and DeLeon in at the same time gets you two ball handlers instead of the one, and that allows, you know, sometimes for Falcons and Emblom, you know, to work their magic as well. A little bit quiet of a half for us, but you come out in the second half, they're going to be ready to go.
I definitely think there's been a big, big momentum shift, and I like being in that locker room with Harrisburg right now.
Coach
Crabb, he's not happy, I'm sure. But again, he has to be tentative. He knows his two best players are both in foul trouble, and
yeah.
You know, that's the one thing about basketball. It's so, you know, you're so excited to come and play, and you get a couple fouls, and all of a sudden everything changes. And
sure,
five fouls isn't very many. Our kids look pretty pumped coming out of the locker room right now.
Yep. Yeah, they're ready to go, as you can tell, walking out with some
flavor
play.
When you're running out of the locker room hot, you're like, let's get back on the floor, let's play ball.
Let's take our final break. We'll be back for the second half here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back. Les Schwab halftime report, as it's 13-13. We're about ready to start the third quarter.
Harrisburg just got
here tonight, and
Harrisburg just
walked out with 20 seconds on the clock.
I don't see the coach yet. Maybe he got tossed.
He's a fiery guy.
Yeah,
he's been around a long time.
I love watching those coaches, all that emotion.
Yep.
There's this guy from Brookings a long time ago, Tom Owens. He was so fun to watch.
And there's the coach as there's 5 seconds
on
the clock.
Is he coming? Oh, there he is.
He decided to come
right across, right through the lane, right across the floor.
Look, all assistant coaches look like they're more yelled at than the players were.
Yeah,
I think we got some. They're going to come out with some fire on them. I don't know if we're going to see any full court press or not. But
I can guarantee you they got just chewed out down there.
Only scored 4 points in the second quarter there. It'll be Viking basketball to start the second half, and that's what we need. The opportunity to get our first lead of the game here as Eblom and Falcons, Blankenship, and Clampy, and along with Justin Allen, start off for the Vikes. Still man-to-man defense for Harrisburg, as Blankenship's going to try to drive down low and makes a really bad pass.
No place to go there.
Yep, nowhere to go. Looking for Clampy, he just wasn't open. And a quick turnover for the Vikings.
They kind of baited Micah to take it down low.
Yeah, let him go baseline. Let him dribble left. He's a right-hander. Crabb now with the handoff over to Herrera. And he'll drive and give the ball off to Baker. Looking for that lane, doesn't get it. Then leaving Barrett open, he's not getting anything. And Crabb gets in the middle of the lane, gets it down low to Bellinger, almost his fourth foul.
Could have been four on him right there.
A loose ball picked up by Justin Allen, and Vikings got the ball back now. Good defensive stand for the Vikes, and see what they can get the first lead of the game here. Has Blankenship now with the ball. Falcons cuts through the middle, doesn't get it back. Justin Allen got Crabb on him. Hand off to Falcons. And they just switch as Crabb just stays on Falcons up top. Nice move down the middle lane. Gets all the way. Left hand. Doesn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Pump fake. Looking to put it back up against Bellinger. Doesn't get it to go. Bellinger with the rebound. Nice job by Falcons.
I'll just see Michael pump fake there. Draw him. He just tried to go over the guy that got so big. Of course, Michael can go over most people.
Crabb will bring it down the other way now. Just getting going here in the third quarter. Baker over to Crabb, three-pointers. First good look in a while. Doesn't get it to go.
I think that got tipped. I think Michael tipped that.
Justin Allen with the rebound. It's in the hands of Eblom. Left-hand side, and it's going to be a little blocking foul.
Who's it on?
That's on 10. That's on Baird.
Yep.
Inadvertent. Got a knee stuck out there.
I think I'm rooting too hard for a fourth foul.
Settle down.
Probably going to backfire.
Settle down, Chris Johnson.
I'm not good at that.
Allen to inbound. And get it into Falcons. He's double-teamed, and he'll dribble out of that and get up top of the key, start the offense with Blankenship. Left-hand side now, pass the top of the key to Eblom. He's one-on-one against Barrett, kicks it out to Blankenship, fakes the three, drives now against Crabb. Whoa, cross-court pass to Allen. Jumps up high to get it so it doesn't go in the top of the stands. 14 on the shot clock now. Vikings looking to get something up. Cross-court pass over to Falcons. He's going to go one-on-one here as there's only six on the clock. He's got Baird on him. Bellinger steps in the lane.
Nice
down low to
pass,
Clampy.
Michael.
Good.
Great look.
Nice hands by Clampy and a good pass by Michael Falcons. First lead of the game for the Vikings. 15-13 with 5:40 on the clock here in the third quarter. And Vikings coming out strong out of that halftime. Want this game. Crab now down low. Gets stopped by Falcons. That's going to be a tough matchup all night long for Crab. Athlete on athlete here. And
Michael's
he throws it away to Eblom.
Michael's up so much
full side. Court pass up to Falcons. And he's going to go down the court. Right-hand side. Gets his shot up. Doesn't get to go. Once again gets his own rebound and gets the lay-in to go. That makes it 17-13. Now Vikings up by four.
A nifty little spin for Michael into the basket.
So strong.
He's even off balance, he still finds a way to square up a little bit and shoot it right at the basket.
Here comes Harrisburg the other way and a drive down low by Baker. Goes to the lane, gets fouled going up. That's going to be two shots by him. See who the foul's on.
Foul's on Clampy.
Foul's on Clampy, his second foul. So at the free throw line is Jordan Baker, the 5'7 junior, to shoot two. Silence in the crowd. He's the first one to go.
Pin drop in here.
As he gets the first one. 14-17, just under 5 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. Vikings with the lead. And second free throw is long rebound, goes out to Eblom, and then a reach-in foul on Baker.
Just not a smart foul.
Not a smart foul.
Jazz had both hands on the ball. He just raked across the arms.
So Falcons will bring the ball up the court. And he gets it over to Blankenship, out wide, about 25 feet from the hoop, as they're trying to spread him out here a little bit, get their drives going. And little Eblom drives left, throws up a little runner, a little scoopity doopity doo, and gets it to go.
Saw Bellinger just back away, and not even put his hands in the air because he's so afraid to get that.
19-14, Vikings with a 5-point lead, their largest of the game. 4:32 on the clock. Now Baker drives lane, kicks it out to Crab, and he's going to go up for the lane. Gets blocked from behind by Falcons, and will remain Harrisburg basketball as they're not letting him get any easy shots up.
They've scored one, and we've scored 18. Is that right? 18-1 run?
Something like that. Blankenship will come out of the game, and in comes De Leon. You know,
that should be able to
we don't lose anything there, but we gain a little bit of De Leon driving. But, you know, Blankenship, good point guard, doing a good job for us this year.
Micah does a nice job taking care of
that. Down low into Bellinger. Passes out over to Baird.
Wow.
Baird to Baker, three-pointer, off front rim, no good. Good ball movement for Harrisburg, but they don't get it to go. Rebound, Justin Allen. And now Falcons brings the ball up the court for the Vikings with a 5-point lead, 4:08 on the clock. De Leon over Eblom. He wants to go left. He's going to go right instead and then pass it back up top. De Leon, he'll drive back left. Kick it back out to Eblom. Three-pointer. Good. Got to create a little space off the dribble.
I think Chaz is feeling it tonight. Yep. He just looks confident.
14-22, 8-point lead now. Turn of the tides, as it's 3:39 on the clock, and the Harrisburg has not scored in a while. Baker now over the head Crab. To Baird, little runner. That's a nice shot. Nice pass. Good cut. Off the backboard and count it. So that's 16-22. Their first bucket in a while, and we got a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 16-22, 3:25 on the clock. We'll be back on Coast Ridge.
Back up.
Welcome back to the third quarter. It's Chris Johnson is doing the Seinfeld.
I dropped my Frank
all night long. 16-22, Vikings with the ball. Eblom to drive on the left hand side now. Gives it back over to to De Leon. Cross court pass to Falcons. Good hands by him. Must be a receiver. As he gets the ball back to De Leon. 16 on the shot clock. Good man to man defense from Harrisburg, trying to keep him out.
Oh, Michael.
Falcons has picked one on two, and here we go in for the lay-in, and that's a nice block by De Leon against Herrera. And here comes Justin Allen now the other way. Back up top to Falcons, and good block from behind, and well done.
Harrisburg came out pretty intense here.
Yep. And Falcons just all the way to the hole. Too easy, and the Harrisburg coach is not happy.
And no defense at all from Belgium.
Nope.
None.
Nope. I don't want to get that fourth foul. I said that a lot,
but I'm just keep saying it every time it happens to you guys.
No,
that's
2:26
right.
On the clock. Three-pointer now. Long. Oh, off the backboard.
Oh, no.
Count it. 19-24. Vikings up by five with 2:18 on the clock.
He didn't call that.
As Baker gets one to fall. They needed that one. It was getting close to being ugly. Falcons now with a handoff to DeLeon. And big dribble over the top. Loses the ball. Turnover Vikings. The Scrabble walk the ball up the court.
We got to stay disciplined. Because they're going to come back frantically here.
Yep. Ball gets into the hands of Baker. Back over to Crab. Wants a three down to Bellinger. Up with the lay-in over Clampy, and it's good. 21-24. Now only a three-point lead for the Vikings. 1:39 on the clock. Owen Burke getting ready to check in for the Vikings. Eblom up top to Falcons. He's guarded closely by Crab. Wants to go right, tries to go left, and then ball's loose on the floor. And DeLeon does a good job of picking it up. And then knocks out of bounds off of Crab. Good hustle. Good hustle by both teams there. And the loose ball as DeLeon keeping it alive as well. 21-24, 1:19 on the clock. Owen Burke checks in for Eblom. Blom. And Falcons will take the ball out of bounds. And Blankenship is in as well. As Clampy will take a seat.
Interesting passing by five bounce pass passing
Falcons. DeLeon over to Blankenship, three-pointer right in front of us,
nice
and it's good.
Micah.
Nice job, Micah. In rhythm, follow through right where he liked it. 21-27, Viking six-point lead with 1 minute on the clock during the third quarter. Double their score for the whole game here just in the third quarter there, Johnson.
Nice.
Crab now, left-hand dribble on the baseline, pulls it back out into Kane. Misses this little seven-footer. He's had that tonight. Hasn't got it.
Frustration on Kane's face.
Yeah.
Just like,
he's open and just missing him. 37 seconds now. Up by six on the Vikes. Little matchup zone here for the Eagles. Blankenship, another three. That's not even close. And then they're going to have a foul on Owen Burke.
We were right behind Micah, and it was off trajectory from the get-go.
It wasn't squared up that time.
Rushed that one just a little bit. Time before he really caught it. Squared up and
a little rush. Foul's going to be on Owen Burke going for the rebound. Second team foul. 21-27, Vikings up by six with 22 seconds here in the third quarter. The Vikings coming out of the halftime with a little bit of something. Crab with the ball.
That's a big
DeLeon on him.
Boy. Crab comes across and puts the elbow out on the dribble.
Grab's going to drive right. He's going to kick it out to Baker. Herrera three-pointer. Absolutely in and out. And no good. And that's going to be the quarter. As the Vikings score 14 and the Harrisburg only scores 8. We'll be back for the fourth quarter after these messages on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Harrisburg High School. Getting ready for the fourth quarter and the halftime speeches.
Guess it didn't take, huh?
Guess it didn't take for the Harrisburg as Vikings coming out and scoring 14 points and with a six-point lead.
Obviously, there's no way to predict what happened in there, but sometimes if you get on people on kids too much, they come out in their tents.
Yep.
And basketball is a game you got to play the game and let it kind of happen naturally. If you're forcing things, you know, you start making mistakes, which we've seen us do that here, force a few things. So
the Vikings have done a good job tonight defensively. I mean, only 21 points after three quarters, and they're doing a good job of not letting Crab get his shots off and driving the lane and double-teaming him. And the reason we do that is because we're just as strong as he is. I mean, last year he was a little bit better than we were, and we've grown quarter. As the Vikings score 14 and the Harrisburg only scores 8, we'll be back for the fourth quarter after these messages on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Harrisburg High School. Getting ready for the fourth quarter and the halftime speeches.
Guess it didn't take, huh?
Guess it didn't take for the Harrisburg as Vikings coming out and scoring 14 points and with a six-point lead.
Obviously, there's no way to predict what happened in there, but sometimes if you get on people on kids too much, they come out in their tents.
Yep.
And basketball is a game you got to play the game and let it kind of happen naturally. if you're forcing things, you know, you start making mistakes, which we've seen us do that here, force a few things. So the Vikings have done a good job tonight defensively. I mean, only 21 points after three quarters, and they're doing a good job of not letting Crabb get his shots off and driving the lane and double-teaming him. And the reason we do that is because we're just as strong as he is. I mean, last year he was a little bit better than we were, and we've grown up.
Yep. And now the foul trouble is not as big of an issue for Harrisburg with only a quarter to play. I'm sure they'll still be a little bit careful, but they have a little bit of margin of error here.
They're going to look to score right here quickly, probably a three-pointer or going down to Bellinger, and we will find out. It'll be Eagles basketball here in the fourth and final quarter. Vikings up by 6.
Let's go, Vikings. Let's
see if we can finish the game tonight. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ryan Gistall along with Chris Johnson. We're calling it like we see it, watching a pretty good basketball game here in the second half. Herrera now with the ball over to Crabb. He's going to try to drive against De Leon and tries to make a pass into Kane, who wasn't ready for the basketball. That's going to be a turnover.
That was not a good pass.
Not
there was
really
nobody there. He kind of shuffled it
behind him.
Off arm. He looks frustrated.
He's used to scoring quite a few, and tonight he doesn't have that many, I don't believe.
He's had Michael on him all night. That's not any fun.
Yeah, Crabb has only got, 4 points maybe.
Yeah, 4.
7:36 on the clock. Viking basketball. De Leon up top, guarded by Kane. Going to drive on him all the way to the hole, left hand easy.
I don't.
He got that first step all the way on the first guy. And
I don't know if I remember a Viking other than maybe Ben Vu could get to the basket as quickly as Gage.
And he does a great job of hanging and finishing with that left hand.
Explosive.
Yep.
I wish he had more of a right hand, but that's okay.
21-29 as Crabb's going to drive the left hand side. He does get fouled before the shot. Foul's going to be on De Leon. So 21-29.
That's Gabe's second foul.
So really nobody in foul trouble for the Vikings. Eagle basketball getting into Crabb. Owen Burt doing a good job down low on Bellinger, not letting him get the basketball. Herrera with the handoff to Baker. Baker's going to drive the lane. Little floater. Tough shot.
That
doesn't get it to go.
little hard off the glass there.
Really tough shot. And
glasses.
Owen Burt gets a rebound, gets it out to Justin Allen. Vikings up by 8. 6:50 on the clock.
That's a dangerous pass, too.
Yeah, it's a long pass.
All the way across the court.
Justin Allen, catch fire, a little long this time, no good. Blankenship with the rebound. Get the bat out to Falcons. He'll shoot a three as well. This one's way short, and that's out of bounds. That ball's going to go over. Maybe not a smart shot. Could have pulled it back out there.
Yeah, we could burn 35 more seconds of clock there and get a good shot. But Michael was open. And
he's open.
A little deep, about 20, 23.
He can obviously, he can hit that shot, so he's got the green light to shoot there.
It was a good shot. Just you'd like to feel more clock there, Burns. At least I would.
21-29. Vikings with the lead. 6:20 on the clock. Herrera now driving down the middle. He's guarded by Falcons. And pulls up. Jump shot is short. No good.
Great,
bound for the rebound.
Great block out by
Picked up by Owen Burt.
Great block out by Owen Burt. He pushed Bellinger back 5 yards.
Get the ball in the hands of Falcons. Cross court pass just now. That's going to be a three-pointer
right
up
open.
And long. No good. Doesn't hit. Barely hits the rim. Blankenship comes in and steals the ball right out of
Bellinger from the big boy.
Good job from the backside there. Now Falcons with the ball. Back over to Blankenship. A lot of pressure from Crabb up top. A lot of time on the shot clock. 22 seconds on the shot clock. See if they can use it. Almost a travel there by Falcons again. Come get the basketball. Come, there you go. De Leon now with his hands. We're going to have a timeout. As Perry calls a timeout, and he's trying to think of what's going on here. We're going to take it as well. 21-29, 5:39 on the clock. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Coast Radio Sports. All right, here we are. Fourth quarter action, 5:39 on the clock. Low-scoring basketball game tonight. As the Vikings are up by 8, 21-29, it's going to be Viking basketball with 13 seconds left on the shot clock. And they get the ball into Blankenship. Man-to-man defense now from Harrisburg. De Leon with the ball. Looks back door to Justin Allen. It's not open. He's going to try to drive the lane to De Leon, and he does. Gets the land again. That's two in a row for him. Tough guy to stop. He's so strong and so quick and hangs in the air and gets it to fall. 10-point lead now for the Vikes as Crabb is going to try to drive down the
foul.
Too easy.
First of all, the backslap means you got beat.
Yep.
And then you backslap. That was a bionic backslap by Gage. He just
hit it hard.
Like a left-handed tennis forehand.
It'll be Harrisburg basketball beneath their own basket. They do inbound it to Crabb. De Leon is a tough matchup against anybody, but Crabb gets the jump shot off, doesn't get it to go. Rebound Falcons, and gets the ball over to Justin Allen. It'll be Viking basketball.
get the ball in the hand of De Leon. And here we go again. He's going to drive the lane again. Left-hand lane. Doesn't get it to go. Oh, and Burt in the right place at the right time. Keeps the ball up high. Puts it back up and in. And that's a 12-point lead now for the Vikings.
I told you the Burts were smart. That was a great play. Opportunistic. Like, crashed the boards.
Here we go now the other way. As Crabb just taking it in his own hands now. Drives down the lane. Gets fouled by De Leon again.
Yeah. So on that play, when Gabe goes to the basket, Belger comes in to help,
yeah,
like you're supposed to, and ball goes off the glass, and Owen closes and scores.
That's good job by textbook. The Vikes here in the second half.
Textbook, man.
I've actually done a great job since Coach Perry called that timeout in the second quarter.
Yep.
Got them on a little bit, said, hey, we got to play a little bit better and be smarter, and they've done that so far.
And there's no question that the Harrisburg players are, you can tell they're a little frustrated.
First free throw by Crabb is a miss. 4:42 on the clock. Vikings up by 12, and he misses the second one. I'll guarantee that doesn't happen very often. And we're going to have a foul on Owen Burt, pushing Bellinger in the back on the rebound. It'll remain Harrisburg ball. Taking the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Chase Herrera. And they do get it into Crabb, and he's going to try to go one-on-one a little bit here against Falcons.
Michael's so athletic and so much bigger. There's just nothing there.
Wants to go left, forces it up, doesn't get it to go. Falcons took one to the eye, and Bellinger battling for the rebound, and it's going to be fouled as Falcons took one to the eye. They're probably going to take him out as Clampy's getting ready to come in.
Crabb just forced that shot. I mean, that was like an overhead chest pass off the glass, just kind of leaning in. He was lucky to have Bellinger to bail him out.
He wanted the foul, didn't get it. As Bellinger will go to the free throw line. 6'5" senior, shoot two.
Oh,
he looks a lot bigger than 6'5". Doesn't get it to fall. Says Edblom, checks into the basketball game. He'll check in for Micah, and Clampy checks in for Owen Burt. Good minutes for Owen Burt tonight, playing smart and doing the right things at the right time.
Yeah, great game for Owen.
And second free throw off backboard, no good. Rebound
by
Baird. Second chance opportunity here for Harrisburg. They need something here with 4:20 on the clock. Got to get a score, down by 12. There's a wide open shot. And he gets it to go as nobody guards Baird, and he hits it. That's what they need, and we're going to have a timeout. 23-33. Vikings up by 10. It's a one-minute timeout. We'll take it as well. We'll be back here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back, Coast Radio Sports. 4:11 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Vikings are up by 10. Low-scoring game tonight, 23-33. Vikings playing really good defense, and I'm coming on a little bit here in the offensively. Two good basketball teams battling tonight. Falcons all the way to the hole. Nobody stops basketball. And he is just too easy on Harrisburg coaches.
Falcons decided that the H at half floor he was going to go to the basket. And he did not slow down a lick.
Here comes Harrisburg now the other way. Down by 12 in under 4 minutes now. Herrera, with the basketball. Back over to Crabb. Going to shoot the three. Doesn't get it to go. And rebound is picked up by Edblom. Gets in the hand of Justin Allen, and one and done for Harrisburg.
Take some time off the clock, boys.
Yep.
Get a good shot.
I'm sure that was talked about timeout.
They're pulling it out right now.
Yep. Oh, they're also. That's going to go the other way. Yep. Good defense by Eagles this time. A little pressure up top. Yep. The ball flew out of bounds.
Michael went to just do a little quick pass to Gabe, and they overplayed. And
they're trying to spread it out to waste some time and to create more lanes to drive. So. Right idea, just didn't get it done that time. 23-35, Vikings are up by 12, 3:17 on the clock. Crabb with the baseline jumper, doesn't get it, gets his own rebound. Drives baseline, kicks it out to Baker. Back over to Crabb, try to go down to Bellinger, and he's fighting for the basketball. He gets it back to Crabb, he's going to drive, and nice little lane. Good move by Crabb this time. And now another timeout, as it's another back down to a 10-point lead. Let's see, 25-35, 2:59 on the clock. We'll take it, 30-second timeout. We'll be back here on Coast Radio Sports. And welcome back to Harrisburg High School, home of the Eagles. And the Eagles are down by 10 right now, 2:59 on the clock. We're going to have a little full-court pressure now here by Harrisburg. See if they can change the game up a little bit. Falcons now, one-man breaking machine. full court press breaking machine, that is.
Oh.
And just as I say it, he turns it over, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be a foul on Crab on the pass. And that'll be his fourth.
That's a rough call there.
Yep, hit him on the hand.
They,
so
they bailed him out a little bit there.
Yep,
bailed us out.
It'll stay Viking basketball.
The Vikings have been lazy with that cross court pass.
Yeah, very lazy.
I mean, there's a defender right there. You just can't make a lackadaisical pass. You've got a pump fake, right? Ball fake. They're throwing it to the other team too many times tonight.
Falcons inbound, Eblom to inbounds into Justin Allen. We're going to drive with the left hand, kick it back out to De Leon with 2:45 on the clock. Falcons guarded by Baker. Right-hand side is going to drive right inside baseline. Triple teamed. Kicks it back out to
the time left
to Baker, to De Leon. And knocked out of bounds by Crab. Good defense by him. Get his hand in that pass.
Again, another lackadaisical pass with someone in the passing lane. When he doesn't have to pick up the dribble, he can just dribble right back out to the start. With 12 seconds left, 15 seconds left on the shot clock, and set the offense up again.
Come on, Eblom, take it out of bounds. Gets it into Justin Allen, back to Eblom. He's going to drive left-hand side. Cut off by Bellinger, kick it out to Falcons, three-pointer. Good!
Inside out. Great shot, right?
25-38, Vikings, 13-point lead.
It's a simple game when you execute, isn't it?
I mean, that was great. 2:14 on the clock. Three-pointer now for Herrera. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Michael Falcons. Gets the ball over to De Leon. Quickly up the court to Justin Allen. And takes his eye off the ball and knocks it out of bounds.
Justin, the receiver thing, right? The ball's coming.
Yep.
He's trying to
turn
and go before he has the ball in his hand, and he knew it. He's frustrated with himself.
Just under 2 minutes on the clock. Vikings are up by 13. Just need to keep playing some good defense. It's Crabby. Crab drives the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Clampy, send him to the line to shoot two.
And the last thing we want to do now is foul and stop the clock.
Yep.
And let them go to the foul line and try to catch up with time not going off the clock.
One of the better defensive efforts I've seen by the Vikings this year. Boy, Crab has not been good at the free throw line tonight.
He's been struggling a little bit.
Trying to carry the team tonight and hasn't been working. Missed both free throws again. Rebound, Justin Allen.
He's going to foul out right here.
Yeah, over to Edmonds' hands. Back over to Falcons. Falcons drives and gets fouled on the drive. And
Get up, Michael.
Somewhat hurt. Let's see what he does here.
He's okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. Crab's ready to foul out. He's done.
He crossed body block. he's either Chaz or Like, but they're both so big they didn't even move.
Yeah,
so
they're
didn't like a foul.
Both have really strong upper bodies. It's good looking athletes.
And Crab's not a little guy by any means. He's
nope.
Not quite as tall as
nice tip.
Two.
Baker gets the loose ball on the floor, picked back up by Chaz Eblom, and he'll pull it back out with 1:35 on the clock. Don't even need
we
to
don't need
the
to
ball.
Score, you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna foul by Baker.
That's what Dylan's telling me. We don't need to score again.
Yeah. This is going to be a win for the Vikings tonight, and a well fought game. Didn't score a lot of points, but the defensive effort is.
And Brian, games like this, it's a 12-point, 13-point game right now, and our kids don't feel like that. They feel like it's a 2-point game, and they're playing that way.
Yeah.
But being in these situations a lot, they're going to get comfortable now being up 12 and realize that for Harrisburg to come back, we're going to have to play stupid, right, at this point.
And that's going to be
it. There we go. That's what we said. See you later, Mr. Kane.
Yeah. Might be
he's
technical on his way out here. We'll see. 1:22 on the clock. Well, I guess it's his fourth.
So the referee is triangulated between both the Crabs.
Yeah.
He's not sure which one to.
Yeah.
Oh, so that wasn't on Crab. Oh, it's only his fourth.
It was just his fourth.
Okay.
And there we go.
Yeah, if I'm dealing right here, I'm saying, listen, you guys.
Don't shoot the ball.
You know, I'd say get in here and listen to me. Those guys are frustrated. They might be getting chippy. You just stay calm.
Yep.
Be disciplined. Play basketball. Let's get out of here with a W, right?
Yep. We're going to take a full timeout. Let's just give us a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. It's 25:38 here on Coast Radio Sports. Hey, welcome back to Harrisburg High School. We're just getting out of the timeout, and we can just see we can actually hear what Dylan Perry's saying. He's like, hang on to the basketball. Be strong with the ball. We don't need to shoot.
Yeah, and honestly,
play with some poise.
That's just as animated as I've seen Dylan in a long time.
That's as animated as I've seen him in 9 years.
And in a great way, though. You know, I think he's quite excited that they're executing the game plan, and it works.
Yep. Good, hard-fought game by the Vikings tonight. 25-38, Vikings up by 13. And that's going to be almost a turnover. DeLeon does get the ball. Back over to Justin Allen. That's a travel. No call. Back out top to DeLeon. 116 on the clock. Double team. Got to get rid of it. Cross-court pass to Ebloom.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like he's going to shoot that.
Takes his time. That's smart basketball right there.
Dillon might around the floor if he shot that one.
Falcons up top. Over to DeLeon. Ebloom's going to get his three. Maybe not. 14 on the shot clock. Justin Allen. Nice job for them not to shoot the shot up.
Right.
Taking some time off the clock. Then they do turn it over as Bellinger gets the loose ball, and we're going to go the other way.
Wow. So Bellinger gets the rebound. Clampy pokes the ball up from behind. I swear that looked like all ball, but maybe got a little shoulder from behind. But a heady play by, opportunistic play by.
It's going to be two shots for Bellinger.
By Mr. Clampy. Bellinger's last two foul shots didn't.
And this is when you, and what Dillon wants to do now is they want to finish the basketball game. We don't want them to score anymore. We want to take care of the basketball, show that we can, you know, come down the court and not have to shoot it, you know, make good passes. As Bellinger's free throw is good.
That looks better.
Looks good,
way
good
better.
Good rotation. Yeah. And he'll get his second one. 26 to 38. Vikings are up by 12 with 52 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. And gets the second one off the backboard and good.
Same rotation, but off the backboard.
Let's see if they decide to foul or not. 50 seconds.
Yeah, he's fouling.
Falcons.
They're trying to foul. It's not calling it.
And he drives, kicked out to DeLeon. And DeLeon gets the ball back over to Ebloom. And
I think
they're not going to foul now.
Good for Harrisburg to realize it's too late.
No, good job on them.
Fortune ship, I think, instead of getting chippy and having a fight or something, they're just going to realize, hey, good game.
There's still 10 seconds on the shot clock and 26 in the game, so we'll get a shot off here in a second as Falcons is one-on-one against Crabb. He's going to take him left, drives the lane, up for the shot, doesn't get it to go. There's Crabb fouled out now.
He wanted to, I think.
At the end of the game. So had a lot on his shoulders tonight, and the tough defense by the Vikings really frustrated him. As Falcons will go to the free throw line with 19 seconds on the clock, Vikings up by 11.
And I think you're right. I think he remembered us from last year, but he got here and Michael Falcons and Chaz Ebloom to put on about 30 pounds of muscle.
It's a different deal. And DeLeon is just built as well. And you know who got bigger as well is Clampy.
Well, it should have, and even Justin Allen.
Yeah.
I know people, that pip squeak, but
Max Perry was right. Get in the weight room.
Yeah. Well, we tell him all the time. We all do.
Looking good tonight. They've been. Good job defensively, holding this team to 27 so far with 19 seconds left.
Yeah, I'd just like to see us play
Falcons
smart.
Gets the first one, misses the second one. 16 on the clock. Let's see if we get a shot up. They're just going to hold it, and they are. They're not going to even shoot it. They're done. Gave up. I like it. Vikings with the victory tonight, 27-39 at Harrisburg, winning those away games against a pretty good basketball team to come in handy later this season. So nice job by the Vikings tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a post-game report here on Coach Radio Sports.
Hi, this is Darren Hunt with Hunt Family Dentistry. My grandfather opened our practice in 1952, and I'm proud to continue the tradition of providing quality dentistry in the Florence community. We provide a full list of services to meet your dental needs, including dental implants. Give us a call today at 997-7181. Visit us online at huntfamilydentistry.com.
Welcome back to the post-game report. I'm Ryan Gistall along with Chris Johnson. We just watched a pretty good defensive effort by the Vikings tonight, 27-39. It was 13-13 at halftime. The Vikings averaging about 13.5 points a half, giving up 13.5 points a half. Well done by the Vikes tonight. Good job coaching. Good job on the players to have some poise at in the second half, Chris. In a close game against a team that was pretty well coached as well, and had good discipline. We just played better.
Yeah, like we talked about on the top of the show, this is a team that was in the Final Four last year in the state, and they had three of their best players back, and we knew we had our work cut out for us, and Coach Perry thought this was a big game, even though their record's only 7-8 this year. They're ranked higher than we are, and it's a great victory with a tough team with quality players, you know, with a week or so to go before we start our Far West League season.
Yep. Good to see him come out. I like the adversity we went through tonight. Being down 9-2, Perry gets on them a little bit at a timeout. They come out, start throwing the ball around, spreading out the offense a little bit more. Good things started to happen, which led him, I mean, defense was good the whole game, but just led to just a better game. And only scoring 39 points where we're used to scoring, you know, up to in the 70s.
Right, and I think we've seen this team before struggle down the stretch, sometimes make poor decisions under pressure. I think we made poor decisions off at the outset and maybe a few times during the game, but really it kind of slowed down and they started to focus. They took care of the basketball and started doing the things coach talked about. We're moving the ball in and out, getting dribble penetration. It was just a great all around effort by, I mean, I think everybody played really well. Great day for Owen Burke.
Yeah.
Super smart.
And De Leon, you know, really coming off the bench for whatever reason, we don't know, but it was a great move tonight.
Yep.
He was just too much for those guys to handle, and along with Falcons and Eblon. Those three guys are so strong and then get to the hole so easily that he just wears you down.
I mean, yeah, Michael and Chaz, Chaz had such a great night tonight. He just so much confidence, so much poise. I mean, ready to catch and shoot, great perimeter shots, some great penetration, and a big body. And like you mentioned, and maybe the biggest thing might be the defense that we played on Mr. Krabs. He was frustrated
for sure
the whole game. When you have Michael,
you have
a big body who's quick and strong, and then you bring Gavin, who's probably even quicker and can move laterally a little bit better. So, I mean, as a point guard, you don't want to see those two guys come. What a difference to have to adjust to different body styles with both putting so much, you know, full court pressure on you all the time.
Yeah, it was a good basketball game. Girls got the loss tonight. Boys get the victory. We'll take a final break, come back with some stats for you, and then we'll call it a night. But we'll be back. Final score again, 27-39, Vikings with the victory here.
Hurry, Arby's is going to close.
We'll be right back. And welcome out to Coast Radio Sports. Again, final score tonight, 27-39. The boys putting on a defensive show and holding the team to 27 points. Offensively, Chaz Ebloom had a great night tonight. Chris, you got the scores in front of you. You might know more than me.
So Michael led all scores to 12 for us. Chaz had 11. Chaz had some big shots when we really need a couple of big threes. Six for Gabe De Leon. Three for Micah Blankenship, two for Clampy, three for Justin Allen, and two for Owen Burt. And on their side, leading score, six for Krabs, six for Baker, four apiece for Kane, Baird, and Bellinger. And Herrera had one bucket and a free throw for three.
I've kind of been really praising us for defense tonight, but the Eagles played great defense tonight as well. I mean, we only scored 39 points.
Yeah. I kind of feel like maybe our lack of execution was maybe more of why we weren't scoring rather than their defense. But definitely, like we talked about ad nauseum in the first quarter, Bellinger's defense was a difference maker for us. We couldn't get to the basket. I think we were hesitant, but as soon as that middle opened up, you saw the Vikings attacking the basket, moving the ball in and out, and getting great shots, and just a great night. I'm just feeling really good about the season.
It was a fun drive home for everybody tonight. Especially us. Yeah, the girls didn't get the victory tonight, but both teams will be playing Tuesday night at home against the Sweet Home Huskies. We will have that live on Coast Radio Sports, as it might be. Well, I'll be there. Hopefully Jay Nils can be back with us. If not, we'll find somebody. But to everybody out there in the radio land, everybody, Michael Falcon's back at the radio station making this happen tonight. We sure appreciate you joining us tonight. For Chris Johnson, I'm Ryan J. Stahl. Mahalo.